Hello, everybody, and we're back with the Naked and Afraid podcast. My name is Debbie V, and this is my co-host,
Malu Beyonce.
How you doing, girl?
I am so happy we are back, aren't you?
Yes, we're in season.
We're back in the season. Okay, so this is the first episode. It's a two-hour premiere. I need to know what you thought. Yay, nay, what'd you think?
I'm a go. I was into it. It was a good episode. I loved them. I did. I loved them.
They kept me on the edge of my seat because there were a few times I thought Cole was going to, like, you know, catch the alligator with his bare hands. Mm. I was like, if this mother effer catches this alligator with his bare freaking hands, I'm going to freaking lose it.
I know. I've never seen anybody. Well, I don't know. I've seen some crazies in the past, but I was like, whoa, he just dove right in there. Nice.
It was good.
Yeah. And then Shell with her earrings, which she's going to be on later today, Debbie, she fainted. And I was like, what the hell? She's going to town.
I know. I didn't think she was going to make it.
I didn't either.
I didn't think she was going to make it, but she did. She hung in there.
She's a trooper. So let's just talk about Shell really fast before she comes on air. Okay. This gossip behind her back, which has caused me to apologize to her because we do talk about women's weight on the show and men's weight on the show. And this is a touchy subject for her. So I did tell her, I apologize if we contributed to the problem. But what do you think? If you're going on Naked and Afraid, I think gaining weight is a survival tactic.
It is, and I've kind of heard it's kind of always done, kind of to put on the weight, right?
Yeah.
Are you saying she didn't, or she implied that she didn't, or didn't want to?
I'm saying people were like, "Why is that girl so skinny?" And she was like, "Hold up, let me address my weight." So we're gonna wait and let her talk about that with us, and maybe that's the thing. But do you think it's okay for fans to say, "Hey, why is she so skinny?"
I mean, it's a show where you're completely naked. They're gonna ask their input, right? Yeah. They're gonna say, yeah, they're gonna question it, right?
As long as it's like a survival question, like, hey, I really think if you're gonna go on Naked and Afraid, you should gain 10, 15 pounds. If they're like, oh, she's so skinny, I don't know why she would even think she would make it, that's wrong.
Yeah, completely wrong.
So it's a fine line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, see what she says.
Yeah, and what was your favorite part of the show?
Favorite part of the show, probably the kill, them eating the food. It's always a happy moment.
Yeah.
It really is like, oh, you know, yeah, I would say the kill for sure.
Okay. Now, which kill are you talking about? Are you talking about the first croc in the beginning or the big kill at the end?
The big kill at the end.
The big kill at the end. That was pretty nice. You know, he knocked out our boy Danny, though, with that kill, because Danny did hold the record for the largest kill in Naked and Afraid history.
I wondered the weight, how much Danny's was. I didn't look it up.
Yeah, it's he shattered his record. So Danny giggles. I'm sorry, but Cole is now the new contender.
Yep. Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations. So did you find anything else interesting or weird about the show?
Interesting. Well, I know it was in Limpopo again. Mm-hmm. It was another, I don't know if they just, is. I don't know, in the past years, have they always just gone there?
I don't know. It's Africa.
Interesting. I don't know.
But it's weird because of the different seasons where you go in Limpopo, or it could be a different part of Limpopo. I don't know. I am too dumb to know, and we should look it up. But, like, you know, if they said, oh, we shot in Texas, Texas is huge. So,
yeah, good point.
I mean, you could be in the desert one moment in Texas, or you could be by the beach, or you could be in the, you know, piney woods. So it just really, I really don't know the answer to that. Let's address the elephant in the room. Okay, this is very hard on me. It's really hard to critique the show now that I've done it. Debbie, I'm going to need you to do the critiquing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Shell's about to be here, so we have to hurry up and do this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that animal would have stayed there all night long? Overnight? His kill?
Oh. No. I didn't think at all it was going to be there. I was pretty shocked it was still there, untouched at all.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking?
I can't think or say nothing, but I want to know what you're thinking.
I don't know what to say. Like, they would have had to have moved it, put it back, kept it guarded. You just don't know.
And see, people think I have the inside track to this. I don't have the inside track. Let me tell you, first off, what happens in Africa is completely different than what happens in Colombia. It's two different things. They're locked in their MoMAs most of the time. We weren't locked in anywhere. So it's different. I don't know the answer. I know it was a good, clean kill, but I just can't imagine it being there overnight.
It was really good. I was so impressed with his hunting skills, Cole's hunting skills. I wondered why she didn't go out with him, or if she did. I want to ask her. I want to ask her. Because, you know, the editing, I always wonder about that. I'm sure she did. I'm sure there's more to it.
I mean, it was really Cole heavy. Don't get me wrong. Cole's great. But the episode was very Cole heavy. And when I was getting ready to go out there, my cousin told me, take a knife. You don't want to give up that power, because the power with the knife, you can hunt, build a shelter, and all that kind of stuff. You know, if he's doing all the hunting, well, that doesn't make sense, because she had a tomahawk. So she could have hunted too. I bet you she did. They just didn't show it.
I'm sure. I'm sure she did.
Yeah. They need to start showing more equal time.
Well, since not just because of a woman thing.
See? You don't think it's a woman thing?
No, I mean, I do.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It has to be a woman thing, because let me tell you something. Shell is a bad A. She had a tomahawk. I know she... Have you ever seen someone throw a tomahawk? Have you ever gone axe? That is freaking amazing. If she threw that axe just one time while she was out there, and they didn't show it, she was robbed. Nothing to do against Cole. Mm. We want to see Cole. But if they didn't show that, she was robbed. Agreed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally she. I mean, but she can't talk about that. She can't say, I threw the tomahawk and it was in slow motion and it killed this. She can't say that because of the rules. But I'm just going to go ahead and assume that's what happened.
Think so. You got tons of hours out there. How many hours you got out there?
Too darn many. But no, I really did like the episode. I think Cole, a lot of people are calling Cole the next great hunter. And we'll just have to wait to see. He's starting a podcast, which I hope he lets me on. I hope he comes on our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But he's definitely this, I think what you would call the epitome of a naked and afraid survivalist, don't you? That's what the show's all about.
Well, sure. There's lots of episodes where not much goes on. And I love this one. I'm like, they're out there, real survivalist, hunting, getting food, trying to survive. You know, just not trying to make their 21 days kind of thing.
Right. But he made a lot of things that I don't think were wise. Like getting in that water with that crocodile. Mm-hmm. That was too much for me. Because if he would have got hurt, then I would be by myself. And I'd be like, I can make it without food for another week. Don't get in there with a crocodile. What do you think, Debbie?
Yeah, I wonder, like, do they let those things happen?
It was curious, right? Like, other times they don't let them get into the water, or the ranger will come up and say, listen, y'all are just way too close to this water. They let him get in the water, so I don't know. But if it was my partner, I'd be like, please don't do that. But Cole's such a strong-headed guy, he would have done it anyway, so it doesn't matter what a woman would have said. But
would you have been like, don't do that? Then I'd be out here all by myself.
Yeah, like, right? I can go without
something
food.
Happened. Right.
Yes, like, I mean, that's the thing. I think men think that they have to provide for us. And let me tell you, when we go out there, we should definitely plan on providing. We have a plan to provide for ourselves. We don't need you to provide, but it sure is great when they do. And he sure did provide.
This is
I would
so
definitely
weird
that
because,
hard.
Like, I'm fangirling out.
All right.
We have Shell here, but at the same time, like, I was on the show too, but I don't know if I feel like a fan, a little survivalist. I mean, this is crazy, but I'm so happy she's here.
I know.
Debbie, I know you love her too.
Yes. Yes! huge fan. I love the show. I did. I'm fangirling too.
Okay. Wow. So it's not just me.
Welcome, Shell. No. How are you doing?
Welcome. Hey, ladies. I'm well. It's a nice, warm, sunny day here in Florida.
Oh.
Look at me and we were in love with you. No, that's great. Florida is great. I just went to Florida. I met another one of the cast members there. And Shell, the cast is so great. We're like a family, right?
Yes, we are. Definitely.
Yeah. Love that.
It's very nice. But family or not, I have some questions to ask. And let's get to it. Shell, I love you. But I have a question. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Why didn't they talk about your background in the beginning? You asked Cole, your partner, if he was married. He gave some information. Yo, girl, what's up with you? How you living? Why didn't they ask you?
So we did discuss it. That was directly after that. But yes, I am happily married. Been married to my husband, Craig, for coming on 4 years this year. We've been together for close to 10. And yes, my husband and I were both prior service Air Force, so we did a lot of around.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt.
Yeah.
You were in the Air Force?
Yes.
Why didn't they say...
Did they say that?
I don't
know. I didn't remember them saying that.
No. Well, you... So that makes me even...
They're cutting out a lot of good parts. Awesome. Can't believe they cut that out.
Yeah. No.
Well, we can, but we don't like it.
Yeah.
I did. The crocodile in the beginning. Did they, he caught that one in the beginning? It was a baby croc, right?
It wasn't a baby croc. It was in Jupiter. For all of us, both Cole and I, we were hunting out there. I wasn't utilizing the bow, though.
Oh, so well, that's,
And then the one in the water was a lot larger.
When crocs do that, they'll like enter a pond or like a lake area, and then they'll like leave that area, you know, a couple days later or however, you know, according to whatever they, you know, decide, and then they'll go into a different body of water. So you have to just constantly monitor your body of water to know, like, hey, what crocs are in my body of water today that weren't there yesterday.
I wouldn't be going to those bodies of water, but whatever. Okay, speaking of bodies, this brings us to, you know, I apologize to Shell because, and me and Debbie were talking about it, we have commented on women's bodies and definitely men's bodies before they go into a challenge. And so I wanted to apologize again to your face that, you know, if I contributed to the problem, I'm sorry. And we've rethought it. And we do think it's a survival tactic to gain weight.
Yes.
And but that's the only thing we can really comment on as far as it goes to women. And men, if I think a man looks cute, I'm still going to comment on it. Like, if I think Sexy Mike is Sexy Mike cute, I'm sorry, Shell, I'm going to have to tell you he looks cute. And Cole was handsome. Girl, you're beautiful.
Yeah, no, I totally appreciate that. You know, for me, I honestly, to be honest, I have to totally agree with you. Like, I had clarified online a little bit, and I actually only did that purely just to let everyone know. I wasn't necessarily trying to, like, defend anything, really, but just to let everybody know, like, what my specific situation was, which is that 2 weeks prior to leaving for Africa, I actually had food poisoning for, like, a solid week, like, really bad, to where I actually lost quite a bit of like the weight I had been able to gain. And for me, because of certain chronic like health conditions, I really have a hard time gaining weight just in general. I'm like a generally like thin person. I've been that way my whole life. That was something that I knew, and I was like, well, I'm just gonna have to like push through it. And
you did.
As like,
yeah,
learn how like strong the body truly is. And you know, even though like you feel super weak, you know, I kept saying, you know, my body's weak but my spirit's strong. And that's like very true, because like my spirit and my like willpower just was able to really push through.
And see, that's one thing that we know, and you can just sit there for a second, Shell, take a little break. But Debbie, I mean, I think they made way too big out of it, because it's not just, you know, Shell's, you know, like they made comments like, you know, Cole was like, I'm really worried about her body from the very beginning of the show. I would really got to feed her. I got to do this and I got to do that. And it's like, I know she was out there killing it and forging, and I'm sure she made tea. I mean, I'm sure if you notice at the beginning, she knows all these, you know, different plant life. I know she was sipping some tea out there. What do you think, Debbie?
Yes. Yeah, behind the scenes, like, we knew there was a lot going on.
Yeah, we knew there was a lot going on. Let me just tell you, we picked up on it. And I hope I'm right. And if I'm not, don't say anything, Shell, because you're not allowed to. And it lets me think that I'm right. So, y'all, I'm right. Go ahead, Debbie. You go next.
Right. Well, even with, I love basil. And so as soon as it came out, I'm like, African basil. I have no idea what this is. I went on a rabbit hole with that one.
The basil, guys, like, seriously, it's superb. So I've been foraging my entire life. You know, it's something that's always been a passion, a time for me, both for wild edibles and mushrooming. And so mushrooming is something that, like, I really have.
Dramatic. Let me see what I got here. Oh, first I want to ask you, what was your favorite line in the show?
So my favorite line was, I think, one of the lines that was highlighted at the beginning, which said that I don't mind being naked in front of a stranger, but that doesn't mean I'm some kind of floozy.
That's ours. Okay, hang on. Now, this is where it gets juicy. Shell, be honest.
Yeah.
Did you practice that line, or did it just come to you?
Oh, no. It definitely just came out. That was a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Oh, man. That was like one of the best lines ever.
Thanks.
Did they laugh when you said it?
Yes. My producer was laughing. Everybody was laughing. And I mean, I was laughing because it just kind of like popped right out. And yeah, I don't know.
I think that was one of the greatest lines. And maybe that's why they didn't talk about your husband, because it kind of made you seem single. But also in the beginning, you said that you were happy to have Cole. You were hoping for a bow hunter. You said jackpot. What kind of person did you not want to have?
That's a great question. So I would prefer to not have just a very, very arrogant, overly confident person who thinks that they know everything about everything, you know, like, mm-hmm. I think I'm like, for me, I am a huntress. Like, I do hunt, you know, but that's not my main skill set. My main skill set is truly foraging. I have a lot of extensive knowledge on that, and I'm very good at plant identification. So that is truly where I flourish out there. And so that is where I rely on acquiring food mainly, and then I'll secondary into hunting. Whereas a lot of people, they're more of a hunter, like Cole, but he could forage too, and he did, you know. So we both complemented each other's strengths and weaknesses in that way and in a lot of other ways.
Yeah, you did. You totally could have got somebody like that, because they're on there all the time.
Yeah, you could have been stuck with me, because
I'm
arrogant.
Really lucky.
Thank God she didn't get stuck with me. I'm like, no, you are.
Yeah.
That's not the way you eat basil. Girl, you have to get a rabbit. I could totally see myself out there doing that.
I told you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So why in the world did you agree to go on Naked Afraid when you could have had someone who was arrogant, or you could have been stuck with someone like me? Why would you, or Debbie, you know, why would you do this?
Yeah. So it really, long story short, started out where my husband and I are big fans of the show as well. You know, I've seen every single season, and my husband started encouraging me, hey, babe, you're so much better than these guys. What the hell? Like, why aren't you here? And at first I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Because so I'm not an actress, okay? I'm not at all. I don't do like lines or acting, none of that. And it would be terrible, and you would know immediately, you know, if that was the case for me. So, like, TV is not ever anything that I would ever honestly, like, want to do. And that was actually a big hang-up for me, is the whole, like, filming portion of it, not necessarily the challenge, to where I was like, I'm going to go fill out this application really quickly, get it done, bang it out, be done with it, move on, because there's no way I'm getting selected. So.
And then here she
and here
is.
You are.
Yeah, so that's history. What advice would you give another woman who wants to apply? Because it's... there's some crazy things that go out there, and there's a lot of lessons to be learned when you, before you go, after you go, and while you're there. So what advice would you give women who want to do the show?
Yeah, honestly, I would say the biggest piece of advice is to be mentally 101% there and to prepare yourself way beforehand. So where when you arrive and you get there, you are like so invested to the point where like quitting is truly actually not an option. I know people criticize people who say that, but like it needs to just not be what you think about. You need to be there, you need to be in the moment.
And that's good advice.
So, I don't know, it's too premature. But do you see yourself going back? Is it too early? Or...
I would definitely consider
What do you
it,
think?
if something came up.
Yeah. Awesome. We would love to see you again.
Okay, hang
Yeah.
on. I just wanted to correct something that Debbie said. It's not too early. I'm just saying, I mean, she's back. It was filmed while she could be leaving tomorrow. She could be leaving next week. So we
Who
have to start keeping our eyes
don't
on. Yeah, we gotta start watching for people who are missing
know?
from the social media.
Let me see. Oh, I wanted to know, because they didn't really show it. Did you ever go out hunting with Cole? I thought, okay, because I thought she's just not back at home. Yes, you probably went lots of times. I'm like,
So that's a great question, actually. That's a really good question. So what it is like we are out there and I have my tomahawk and he had his bow. And his bow is very specific to him, like as a person physically, and not to me as a person physically. So me utilizing his bow, I think it's got like a 50-pound pole on it. So 70% of my physical finish, I'm like, I'd be able to get maybe a shot or two off max, like realistically. And also, so I do have some experience in archery, but he is like a seasoned, like he's,
Yeah, extreme hunter.
you know what I mean? And so having a bow in my hands is like a total waste of effort and time, quite honestly. I did attend hunting with him as like a second party, but quite honestly, when you're out there, those animals, especially in Africa specifically, are extra spookable to where you like he did not want me out there and I didn't want to be out there with him bow hunting. So I
Well,
scared him.
what were you doing in the shelter when he was out there? Because he was probably out there for hours, and you were there. Like, I mean, I know you just weren't sitting there, like, I'm gonna wait for that man to get back. No, you were out there doing something. I want to know, name something that you were doing.
So, and yeah, I know it there, it's that's a great question, and it's important to note that there's hundreds of hours, and this of filming birds, and they of course have to choose, what to show, it, which is fine. And so essentially, I know it might have come across where like Cole left and I was just hanging out in the shelter, but the way it really went usually was Cole would go and then I would go somewhere. So I would go out and I do a lot of foraging. I was able to forage all plenty of different things, fruits, berries, basil, so on and so forth. Could do plenty of hunting. I had my spear that I would hunt with, and I could also hunt with the tomahawk. Tomahawk's a really great multi-purpose tool. When I practice throwing tomahawks like on my property and stuff, so that is something that I do. I boil us some water, make us some teas, those things to really help care of my partner, because we are a team, and one of the things that was shown was like really great teamwork between us, which was totally authentic, and we really very deeply about each other and crossing the finish line together. So Cole, he was out thinking about how can I bring back for us, and looking out for me, and I was looking out for him as well.
They all had a really good partnership, Debbie. Don't you think that I mean, it was almost perfect. What do you think, Debbie?
I was, and I wanted to know, because I don't know if they didn't show it all, but when you fainted or semi-fainted, what his reaction was.
Oh,
I
he
know.
was.
Well, I was like, myself.
That's not the first time I fainted in my life. I've actually fainted a handful of times. I actually do generally have pretty low blood pressure. I'm an endurance athlete, and so my blood pressure is naturally quite low. But I stood up way too quickly, is truly what I said it was on camera. And I knew it as soon as I fainted and I woke up, like I came to as soon as I like hit the ground pretty much. I immediately said, I'm so pissed I just fainted in front of the camera. Because I knew.
Embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. And then
Yeah.
who is, I had to like reassure Cole because he'd never seen anything before and he did actually freak out like a lot.
Did you?
It didn't come off that way. So thankfully, in my opinion, it did not come off like you were weak or anything. That I think they were trying to push it there, but you had such a good partner that he wouldn't let it go there. He was like, she's strong, she's this. So he didn't do that. But Debbie, do you agree or disagree with me? Don't you think that we could have seen a little bit of less of Cole's failures, killing animals, and a little bit
The
more of what
struggling,
she
yeah.
was doing? Because, I mean,
Oh, yeah.
how many times are we going to watch him not get it? I mean, it was just so long. I was like, oh,
Yeah, after a while, which we know,
yeah.
the editing, come on.
Yeah.
We know she's out there doing more than
Yeah, that's nothing
than
against
this.
Cole. Cole is a bad A. I
Yeah.
love Cole. I mean, that's nothing against him. This is more towards the editing and that I wanted to see more of Shell. I was like, okay, we've already seen him
Yeah.
miss the turkey, the duck, whatever it was. We've already seen that. Let's see what she's doing. I was like, what's she doing? Where's she at?
Yeah,
Yeah, that's something like,
we didn't think that.
I watched the show. I've, of course, seen all the seasons, all the episodes. And as a fan, I know, and I knew, going into this, that it's typically regular for them to like highlight and feature the hunters. That's just people like seeing hunting, and I can't blame them. I like seeing hunting too. But there's been less of a focus historically on foragers and foraging because maybe it's not as exciting, I think. It's just hard to say. That is my main skill set, so I figure it probably wouldn't get much highlighting, and it didn't. And it's unfortunate. That's
Airtime.
really where I thrive.
Yeah, so we're gonna start kind of wrapping it up here just a little bit, but I have a question. Why do you think they chose you?
I honestly have no clue.
No clue, really?
No,
No.
Mixing it up.
I was shocked. That was part of the long story earlier. Is when I got an email back a couple months after I applied because I didn't even finish the whole application. I thought it was a scam.
Well, I think
It's a scam email.
well, I think that your
No.
spirit, like she's calm but fierce. Like she doesn't have to say much and she takes up the room is what I think. Naked and Afraid hasn't had for a while, and I like I said, I love that we have another Latina in the house, Debbie.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
we're like,
Yes. I mean, we're
yeah.
underrated, and so I'm happy to have another Latina, and I'm glad that Naked and Afraid is putting some more diversity out there. What do you think, Shell?
Oh, totally.
Oh, for sure.
Diversity. I honestly like. I love the diversity in our season, and I'm just stoked for everybody to like see, the continuance on a season 17 and just like everything that is waiting for them.
Yeah, we have some interesting characters
Right.
this season. I mean, it's going to be really good. We want everybody to watch. What is next for Shell? We want to know, right, Debbie?
What do you got planned? Let us know.
Yeah, so as y'all probably know, I'm a farmer. I've been in agriculture for most of my life. I love it. I have a passion for it. Focusing on my family, focusing on my faith. I'm a person of faith. That's one of the things about like me just mentioning, how strong of a spirit that I have. It's very important to me, and just important things in life. So that's what's next for me. I don't have any big goals or outlook, really.
Well,
Yeah.
I think that she could have a YouTube channel just based on her tortoise because there's another lady that she washes the tortoise and feeds the tortoise. And I've watched it like way, I've spent way too much time when I was supposed to be at work watching this tortoise. And I would love to see that.
Only because I love them, but, and I always told her, I don't think I could do that with the tortoise, with the turtle. Only because, I have a pet turtle or
Yeah,
tortoise.
definitely we don't
Yeah.
guess at all. They're technically wild, so no
Yeah.
emails. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Well,
your farm looked beautiful.
yes. Would you
It did.
eat
It looked very beautiful.
a turtle out there? I would. Would you eat one,
Yes.
Joe?
So
I'd
yeah,
eat
if you
anything.
had to.
For me, in a survival situation, I have literally nothing that's off limits.
Literally nothing. That's all right. And see, that's the way you're supposed to be. Whatever's out there, I do have one thing that's off limits. I don't think I could eat skunk. That's the only thing I think I could not eat with skunk. But we want to see you back out there. I think there's way more that you have to offer, and I can just like imagine her like throwing the tomahawk with her beautiful skin and like throwing it. Like, it's amazing glowing. That they did not show that. That's why she's on the cover of the poster, because she just has this inner glow, and I'm sure it has something to do with her spirituality as well.
It's a great item. We just beginning. Oh wait, in the beginning, she comes out and she says, "Right after the floozy, I'm about to make Africa my bitch."
She said she wasn't.
Oh yeah.
She said she wasn't going to make it sucker her bee.
Oh, she wasn't. Oh. I was like,
yes.
Whoa.
So in, this is actually, that was my least favorite line. And it was my least favorite line because there was context to that. So I had said some stuff for that and had a conversation that was like, we were talking about what I didn't want in a partner, and we were talking about like super arrogant people, and we had discussed, oh, well, there's a lot of people who come on the show and they think they're just going to make nature their bitch. They're going to make Africa their bitch. And it's like, I sat there and I was like, you were not going to make nothing your bitch. Like, that is not going to happen. Nature their bitch. And sorry to say that. And so that was a conversation we were having, and so that's why I said I have no intention of making Africa my bitch, because I really don't, and I knew it wouldn't go down like that, even if that was my intention.
Right.
I don't think anyone ever has. Nobody's ever made anyone. Nobody has.
Nobody has. No, nobody can. You know what I mean? So that's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I'm not going to conquer nature at all.
So I have my phone ready. And I'm not going to do anything. I want you to pick. We're going to play rock, paper, scissors, Shell, okay?
Okay.
And so you get to choose rock, paper, scissors. Go ahead, choose.
How about rock?
All right. So I chose paper. So that means I beat you.
Cool.
See that roll of paper?
Yes.
So we're going to play. You're going to have to play a little bit of rounds of some questions for me, okay? And you don't have to respond. Debbie, you know, you can respond if you want to. Do you think that had Cole not got a kill, he would have had a breakdown? I think he would have.
Probably.
Debbie?
Yeah, he was getting pretty down on himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to every man that's going to be on Naked Afraid right now. It doesn't matter if you get a kill. We want you to help provide for us. But some people have a plan if you can't provide. We have a backup plan. Your job is not to go out there and feel like you're less of a man because you couldn't feed your partner. That's not the way it works. And I just think it's very important to say that. And the most memorable people that we love is not because of your kills. It's because of your personality. And Cole got really lucky because he had a good personality and he loved his partner. We have people like Seth, who don't have a good personality, but they're all about the kill too. Hello, Shell got a kill. She did not, and he didn't even eat it. So men.
Oh, I know.
Y'all need to get it together. It's not about what you kill. It's about just being out there and being there for your partner. Don't put so much pressure on yourself, because I hate to see people break. Rant over. What do you think, Shell?
Yeah, no, that's a very valid and very accurate way. Where I prepare for these sorts of things, I prepare for worse. I prepare to be put next to a mud hole that's about this big, you know, no water, no food, no shelter, you know, possible environmental conditions, downpour, you know, 24/7, 365, flooding, you know, all whatever, you know, everything, the worst partner I was preparing for. And I was also prepared for if I had to starve for 21 days, then that's just what I would have to do to survive and like make it through. Nobody wants to starve. I didn't want to starve. You know, I was going to do everything that I could in my willpower pretty much to find food for us. And I hope my partner would too.
Yes, and I kind of got off of the topic of the rock, paper, scissors, but what I want to win from winning, you know, obviously beating you very bad in rock, paper, scissors is, I need the honest answer. Should have Cole eaten the fish that you offered him?
I think he should have at least taken a bite.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's it's hard to say because you love your partner. It's hard to say, hey, not everybody's perfect. But you know what? This is what I'm learning about the show. We all make mistakes. you know, they're going to show the worst of you out there or the best of you, but we have to kind of talk about what didn't happen out there. Maybe they can't say it, but we can. And they need to start showing some more of these women, because these women, except, hang on, Debbie hasn't watched the Lex episode, but you can't make it all about periods. Don't highlight a woman and make it about a period. Highlight a woman who can throw a freaking tomahawk.
Oh my gosh. It's terrible.
Yeah, Shell's going to throw a tomahawk on the next one, and it's going to be bad A, and we want to see it. Shell, we love you. We know that you're a bad A. We know you did way more out there. We know that Cole was way more vulnerable by reading through the lines and then what they showed on there. And I do think he almost broke because he almost didn't get a kill.
He's very emotional sensitive, too. Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, it is. That's actually a really amazing, like, aspect of his personality. He is emotionally driven, you know, and he does, like, he has sensitivities that are beautiful, you know, and so, you know,
I love that.
Those can kind of, like, get the best of you in certain situations for sure, you know. But yeah, I mean, the mental game was, I think, more like probably my forte. And it's kind of interesting seeing that dynamic, because, like, my body was truly very weak, but, like, my mind and my spirit were strong. And then for Cole, it was a little bit more of, like, the opposite, where he physically was in, like, peak condition. He had a little bit of extra body fat, like, which is ideal. But his mind would struggle, you know, at times. And so he could definitely probably speak more to that himself. But yeah, it was kind of a really good dynamic there for those things.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think the perfect relationship, and I'm not one to speak on perfect relationships because I don't have one. But I think the perfect relationship is when the other person is strong and I'm weak, and it's vice versa. And that's the way it should be. And that's what y'all were. It was perfect.
It works.
Congratulations, Shell. We love you.
And we love the earrings.
I was wearing them. I apologize. I actually have them downstairs, but I didn't put them in. So sorry.
Oh, it's okay. we love it, and we want to thank you for coming on the show. We hope
thank
you come
you.
Back. And do you have a website for your farm, or is it just those local people and Mims that use it?
Yeah, no. I have a website. It's www.farmandforagefl.com. And that's, I have a Farm and Forage Instagram and Facebook. It's also accessible through just my main Facebook page as well.
All right. Well, we're gonna drop that down here. Everybody needs to go look at it, and hopefully she'll start doing something with the tortoise, or maybe do something with her farm, and it'll blow up. Because I would love to see that.
Sure, I'll make a tortoise video just for you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You have
thank
a great
you.
Day for taking time out of your day.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Gay child. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.